Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Joanne Black is our guest. Her brand spanking new book, Pick Up the Damn Phone, is out right now. I have one in my hands. It's beautiful. How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. And she couldn't be more accurate, more on the money with that statement. And that's what this book is all about. Joanne, one of the things that you talk about humanity. You talk about getting close to people, staying close to them, giving them, you know, the kind of connection that they want. The main thing that when you and I've been around long enough that we remember when we didn't have all these options, and so pretty much you knew that you either went to see somebody or you called them. You know, sometimes you'd write them a letter, but mostly you'd call them or go to see them. Now you have all these other options, but sometimes people get the idea that because we have all this new stuff, the old stuff doesn't matter anymore, and that's as wrong as it can be, isn't it?
Well, it is, and that's part of what's happened. People become enamored and addicted to technology, and they don't realize that if they actually had a conversation, they would accelerate the sales process dramatically.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, when you say conversation, but see, some people would say, but I'm having a conversation, right?
Yes.
I tweeted her, and she tweeted me back, right?
Well, I think we need to redefine a few things, Jim, around conversation. It's on the phone, it's in person, it's on video. That's a conversation. Anytime we're not typing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people say to me, well, what does that mean, just to your point? I say, you know, when... Step away from the keyboard. Everybody else is on the keyboard, and have the conversation.
When you work with sales organizations, which I know you do, are they having a problem with this?
Everybody's having a problem with this.
Tell us define it. Tell us what that problem looks like.
Oh well, that's a a complex question, but let me boil it down. Number one, it's about these companies, who they're hiring, and what they're expecting people to do. So what they're doing to save money is they're hiring a lot of people to be inside sales, and that is the trend.
Mm-hmm.
And some smart companies are bringing seasoned field people inside. That's fine. But what they're doing is they're hiring people right out of school and basically saying, here's your desk, here's your computer, here's some tools, and, you know, here's the list, and go at it. And they don't have the experience. They don't have the training. They don't have the knowledge.
You can't be successful, in my opinion. I may be wrong about this. Maybe I could be proven wrong on this, Joanne. You tell me what you think. But I don't think you can be successful inside unless you have been successful outside.
That's an excellent point. And it's
because you can tell when you talk to somebody on the phone. You know, it's not like you and I don't buy things from people on the phone, Joanne. You do it, I do it. But when you talk to somebody, you can tell whether they have interpersonal skills or not, can't you?
Well, yes, you can, and they need to be able to put a sentence together. And sometimes that doesn't happen. And so that's one big problem. But the other big problem is it's like you remember that there's a new book out, and an executive will say, "Have everybody read the book," and that's. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing, and then they go on to the next book. Well, the same thing is happening with technology. It's one of the cool tools you're using, and so everybody starts using it. And I'm talking about experienced salespeople and sales management. And with these new people they're hiring, it's not their fault, because management is expecting them to perform when they don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is very sad.
I agree with you. You know, one of my pet peeves are people who won't say thank you when you give them your money. Or people who, you know, they just say, here you go. You know, it's usually young people. And when they do that, I'm looking at their fresh faces, and they're the nicest kids in the world. They're as sincere as they can be. And they look at me as sweetly as you can say anything. And they say, "Hope you have a good day." Well, they actually don't know that they should have said thank you for your business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, these kids really believe that here you go is a substitute for thank you for your business. They don't know any better. They have to be trained.
Yes, and, you know, Gen Y has a tremendous amount to offer us.
No question.
And, you know, we need to learn, we need to think, we need to include them. They want to be included, and
their handprints and footprints are all over my business.
And mine too.
Yeah. No, we use them. We need them. But they don't have all the answers.
Well, who does? I don't either. Maybe you do, Jim, but I don't.
I've got more. Well, but here's the thing. Here's what you do have. And this is, to me, this is the essence of your book, Joanne. You and I don't have all the answers, but we have most of the context.
Because we've
been there, done that, right?
We've operated in the
20th century. We've operated in the 21st century. We know the context of all that, and the young people, they need the context. And part of the context in this conversation, to me, Joanne, is, hey, folks, pick up the damn phone.
Right, and I actually had a conversation with a young person about this at the conference, and she's talking about her mother who cannot talk on the phone in the car, I mean wireless, and drive at the same time. And her case to me was that's because she didn't grow up using the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And this gal said, well, I did. I said, well, your argument is flawed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Joanne, hold on that thought. Give us your website, please.
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
Joanne Black, the new book is called Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. 10 till, right back with Joanne Black. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.